Hey everybody, this is Randy Coggins II, and thank you so much for taking a moment and listening to this podcast today. Listen, I want to let you know today to be patient, because it'll all happen in God's time. In Psalms chapter 37, verse 7, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. You know, the old saying is, you can't always have what you want. Isn't necessarily true, because it says in the Word of God, when you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart, but usually He makes you wait. You know, Dennis Holy says this, waiting is an art. If you can wait 2 years, you can achieve something you couldn't achieve today. However hard you worked, however much money you threw at it, however many times you banged your head against the wall, and you have to realize there are things you can't have today that you'll be able to have in the future. So it doesn't make sense to drive yourself crazy today or put your life on hold struggling to accomplish something now that'll be easy when the time is right. Everything is always about timing. And you know, James says this, don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature. That was in James chapter 1, verse 4. There's power in a process. And so God allows certain things to take place in our lives to teach us important principles like 1, developing new skills and way of thinking, 2, showing grace and controlling our responses, 3, maintaining our faith when times get tough. And Paul writes this in Colossians. He said, patience is the power to endure whatever comes with good temper. Notice that last part, with good temper. Be glad, in Romans 12:12, it says, be glad for all God is planning. Be patient in trouble and prayerful always. When you spend time in God's waiting room, He's developing qualities in you that simply can't be developed any other way. I'm talking to you that's listening to this podcast today because this message is for you. Be patient. It'll happen in God's time. When He's finished, you'll come out stronger and wiser than you ever were before, and you'll have the maturity to handle what He has in mind for you. So today, don't let the enemy rattle you or engineer circumstances that put you into overdrive. You have to learn to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Let's pray very, very quickly. Lord, I thank You for my dear friend. I thank You for my dear partner that's listening to this podcast today, and I ask You to begin to move in their life, and thank You for giving them patience in every area of their life, whether it's physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, or financially. I thank You that You're moving in ways that they can't imagine. I thank You that they're living in prosperity, not in poverty. I thank You that they're living the abundant life in every area. And God, I ask that You move and give them that patience to keep walking. Give them that patience to keep moving, because this is their time for their miracle. And God, let them know that the dream is coming to pass, because You have it all in your hands, in Your timing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, I love you, and I pray God's blessings over you, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. And always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.